This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We said yesterday, right about at this point in the program, that a whole lot of what's going to happen in economic Washington the rest of the year, that is tax reform, raising the debt limit, the very funding of the government, was going to depend on what gets done or doesn't get done in the next 3 weeks. That is, before Congress takes its August recess. Just a quick update here to point out that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was obviously listening and agrees. Today, McConnell said he was going to push back the Senate's vacation 2 weeks so that the GOP can figure out its health care bill. Rumor has it that we, that is the American public, will get to see the latest version on Thursday. Down at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, meanwhile, no, not that story. There is news of banking regulation. President Trump has said Congress, his first nominee for the Federal Reserve, Randall Quarles, to be Fed Vice Chair for Supervision, that is the central bank's top banking regulator. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ganzer takes a look at what his priorities might be and what he might be able to actually get done.
The Fed Vice Chair of Supervision post was developed as part of the Dodd-Frank financial reform law, but Quarles will be the first person to hold the job, provided he's confirmed by the Senate. Frank Notaft is chief economist at CoreLogic. He thinks Quarles will push for changes in how parts of Dodd-Frank are enforced.
He has felt that the Fed has been just overly aggressive in the past in how it's enacted rules, and he's felt that it's been overly constraining for, especially for the large banks.
Specifically, Notaft expects Quarles to push for changes in enforcement of the Volcker Rule, which limits or prevents banks from using their own money for certain investments. Now, Quarles would also be a member of the Fed Board of Governors and would get a vote on interest rates. He's written in favor of a strict formula he believes the Fed should follow on interest rates. Lindsay Piegza is chief economist at Stifel Fixed Income.
He's looking for a hard line on inflation, a hard line on growth, and taking those two into account, forcing the Fed's hand one way or the other.
The Fed has considerable wiggle room right now, although it does have targets for inflation and unemployment. Eric Stein of Eaton Vance Management says Quarles might end up wanting some wiggle room. He says people can change once they're in the Fed hot seat.
Then when they actually get to the Fed and they deal with the issues of being at that institution and being accountable for monetary policy, sometimes views can change.
Whether his views evolve or not, Quarles couldn't make major changes at the Fed all by himself. He'd have to work with the other Fed governors and Fed Chair Janet Yellen. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Ganzer for Marketplace.